Grumpy Grummy Time, Friday the 27th of April. Time for Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen to go through some of the big stories, the top three items. Are where we start, Jennifer, the biggies.
Yes.
The big stuff.
The big O's.
You know, what we could do is...
First, it's Friday, breaking news.
It is Friday, yes, yeah. Secondary story, yesterday was Thursday. And
breaking
on
news.
Top of that, tomorrow is Saturday.
Guess what? And after the weekend, it'll be Monday.
Yeah, it will be. And then after that, Tuesday, May 1st will be upon us. Like nothing.
May Day.
Travels. The folks who are trying to remember Mr. Bin Laden have decided to terrorize us once again. I thought maybe we ought to have a chorus of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, the Big Bad Wolf. Because the top two items today, at least in my own mind, have to do with the news media being unindicted co-conspirators working with Al-Qaeda to scare the hell out of everybody. We have unconfirmed reports and no real serious threats, but maybe possibly it could be that on the first anniversary of bumping off Bin Laden, we'll attack you.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. It was a year ago.
It was. So,
yes.
Once again, who's afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf? And in league with that, the story, another ridiculous incident with the TSA, the way the agents dealt with that poor four-year-old girl in Wichita. That story has legs, and again, that's all because of supposed terror threats. We've got to make sure we chase around four-year-old girls because some idiot in Wichita said, I remember a four-year-old girl. No, it wasn't a four-year-old girl. It was somebody carrying a teddy bear with a gun in it. So therefore, all children, whether they have teddy bears or not, are liable to blow up whatever is in their perimeter. Yeah, let's go get those four-year-old girls. You realize what idiots we're dealing with. And then, of course, as a subtitle 2B to that, Jennifer, the TSA involved in a drug courier ring in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's the TSA. And therefore, whenever I get into this, all I think about is the way the terrorists win. They have to do anything except mumble.
Oh, well, they definitely changed our way of life, that's for
sure. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They changed our way of life because of the attack on September 11th, and then ancillary stuff, everything after that that's happened. I mean, they got the shoe bomber and a few other things. All they have to do is every once in a while pull something like that, whether it actually happened or not. They still win the psychological battle, and we don't think they're very smart. I think they're plenty smart, frankly, the way all of this stuff keeps playing out. And number three on the hit parade, the Secret Service sex scandal, now apparently times two, as agents and strippers last year with the president in El Salvador have a little coochie, 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 coochie. The agents received sexual favors in a VIP section of a strip club. What do you suppose?
Did they have to pay for it, or was it like just a bargain?
I don't have that side of it. Don't know. But if they did, it's probably on their, got to go check out all of, nobody's,
their
by the way,
report.
Said this. Yeah, the expense report, how these things are paid for. Nobody's gone down that road yet, at least that I've heard. So we have the TSA, the Bin Laden anniversary, and the Secret Service, and yet another scandal. All right, number one, two, and three. What do you think of any of those items? You can always join us at 800-510-8255. You know that, right? Or you can follow us on let's see here. We have three or four different ways of connecting. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter.
And if you've had a scandal in El Salvador or Colombia,
yeah, share it with us. Right, exactly. All right. So in a moment, Jennifer will give you the top three items that may be from page six, if you know what I mean. 11 after the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. 800-510-8255 to connect us with your thoughts if you think Al-Qaeda plays us like a fiddle, which is basically, I think, what I'm saying. All right, Jennifer, let's get down to brass tacks. Lindsay Lohan, back to her old self. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Nothing.
Not a lot, no. She did some work on Glee this week, and we talked about yesterday how there was a couple of the stars from Glee taken to Twitter talking about people being late to work, quote unquote, trying to give the old wink to Lindsay. Apparently, she wasn't just late, she was 6 hours late to the set of Glee this week. Once she got there,
what is she doing that's so much more important? What's more important?
Well, she had a night. I'd heard that she had had a late night out, and that's what caused her to be late. Which back to
why does anybody even hire her? Why is she hired for anything?
I don't know. She's the highest insured. You know, all actors have to have insurance before they can be placed in a role, and that's why she hadn't worked in so long, is because no one would insure her. Now someone will, but she is the highest priced insured actor out there right now.
Yeah.
One of the demands, she also had a long list of demands. One of the demands was that she requested a pimped out trailer, whatever that means. On the set, even though she's only playing a small role, she's only going to be a judge on the show. In other Lindsay Lohan news, it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner weekend, and she will be sitting at the table with Kim Kardashian. So, hey, Al-Qaeda, if you're looking.
It's the Fox News table, too. I think they're sitting at the Fox News table.
Oh,
let's see here. Shepard Smith will be there. Gretchen Carlson probably there, right? Who was Chris Wallace?
Yeah, I like Gretchen Carlson.
I do too. Yeah, I like her. All right.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a sandwich, isn't it? Kim Kardashian and Lindsay Lohan at the
Fox
News table.
Friends, though. Are they friends?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They know each other. Yep.
Yeah. Well, do they know each other or are they friends?
I've seen them out together, so I think that they are friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were out too with them?
All the time. That's what I mean. I can't say that they're besties because I just have seen pictures of them out together.
All right. Okay. What else?
Sarah Michelle Gellar's pregnant.
Is she? How'd that happen?
Isn't that exciting?
You have
her
to
husband,
explain that
Freddie
to
Prince. Yeah, Freddie Prince Jr.
Freddie
had adult time, and then the next thing you know, she's pregnant with baby number two.
Is that with an adult beverage?
Yes, maybe. You never know what was involved. Mm-hmm. They already have a 2-year-old daughter. They're expecting their second child later in the year, so that's kind of exciting.
Really?
And then you didn't like my third big story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway because I think this is really big. It's been trending on Twitter.
Really?
There was... are you familiar with the Coachella Music Festival?
No.
Okay, it happens in India.
That's what I've said, yes.
Because I'm going. Yeah. Well, Coachella is a big music festival. It happens twice a year. It happens 2 weekends this year, okay? And everybody goes. Fergie was there. Lindsay Lohan was there. All these big celebrities. Rihanna. And one of the big stories from the event was that one of the performers performed with Tupac, who's been dead for a long time. But they put this hologram of Tupac on the stage with him.
Mm-hmm.
So the inventors of this company that did that have now decided that their next target is putting Elvis on stage with Justin Bieber.
What a waste of time.
What
an insult. Insult to the memory of Elvis Presley. That little twerp. He is a nothing
about... That's the next one, apparently. A hologram of Elvis coming to a Justin Bieber concert near you.
Yeah. He's a little twerp.
800. Do I sound like an angry old man? Justin Bieber.
Maybe a little bit.
Little twerp.
Hey, you know what, though?
What?
He could buy and sell both of us.
So what? What does that mean? That's not the measure of a man. That isn't even funny. Isn't that interesting how people say, oh, yeah, he can buy and sell. So what? What does that got to do with anything? So he's got a little money. That's it. He is a spoil. He's a Lindsay Lohan without a skirt. Pretty much, that's the way I view him. Spoiled.
He has stayed out of trouble, though, as far as drugs and alcohol and partying go. But I will tell you that much.
Well, that may be. But every place he goes, he's impossible to deal with. Impossible to work with. His expectations, people have built him. I mean, and by the way, at what is he, 18 now? 17, 18?
18. Mm-hmm.
He's been pampered so much, at some point he's going to have to take responsibility for himself. Like, people keep blaming Lindsay Lohan's parents. Okay, you're 26 years old. Time for you to smarten up. You're on your own. And the same thing we said for Bieber. So maybe you cut him a little slack because his parents have fawned over him and made him perhaps the way he is. But as an adult, will he grow out of it? Because that's what once you take responsibility, once you're old enough to take responsibility for yourself, then... Okay, it's time for you to live like a real human being. And whether or not he's capable of that, I guess, remains to be seen. So maybe you're right. Maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt. Ignore him. That's the best way
to deal. Usually I don't talk about him, but this hologram thing has been all over Twitter.
Nuts. I saw something about it yesterday, or last night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A hologram thing becoming it's clever. It really does.
It looks
bring
real.
In.
It's creepy.
Right. It really is very interesting stuff. But yet, the other side of it is, why would you do that with an Elvis thing? Elvis and Justin Bieber just not the same caliber. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Grandpa!
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Imagine the dark picture of if Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb. But failure didn't discourage Edison. Optimism, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Jennifer, it's been reported that approximately 70% of Americans are either overweight or very overweight. So most of you are looking for a safe, effective diet aid, and that is TH-121. TH-121, special ingredients. It is a special deal, too. Two things together. Special ingredients that act like fat burners. Every cell turns into a fat and sugar-burning factory. TH-121 is an antioxidant-based weight loss program, anti-aging formula. It provides dramatic results, and you can try it by calling 800-525-2710. You don't have to choose between living healthier and looking better. Get them both with TH-121. You get a free 30-day supply for the purchase of one bottle at regular prices. TH-121, 800-525-2710.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
I went to a shrink and she said, I don't have ADD.
Really?
No, she says I have something worse than that.
What's that?
Double ADD. No, she said I don't have ADD. It's those people around me are just too slow.
Some people are just naturally slow. That doesn't mean they're actually stupid. They're just slow.
It's crazy. The Census Bureau reports that the number of interracial couples has increased over 40% since 2000. Yeah. The most common couplings are black and white, white and Hispanic, and NBA player and Kardashian. Well, a new study released today found that happiness is U-shaped. By that, I mean you're happy when you're young, you're least happy in middle age, and you're happiest again in retirement. See, you're least happiest in middle age. Especially if you're middle age and realize you're never going to be able to retire. That's when you're really miserable. Just get off of that.
According to a new ABC Washington Post poll, both Michelle Obama and Ann Romney are more popular than their husbands. Although at this point, asbestos is more popular than their husbands. But while only 56% of Americans have a positive view of the president, 69% have a favorable view of Mrs. Obama. Do you think they use these polls when they have a fight? Well, excuse me, but the last time I checked, 69% of everyone was on my side. So maybe think about that while you go sleep on the couch.
Did you see this? While discussing the U.S. policy on Iran today, Joe Biden said that President Obama, quote, has a big stick. In related news, Joe Biden is now banned from the White House steam room. He's not, they don't even want him. Don't even want him coming by there anymore.
That comment has made its rounds
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. What do you expect?
Good old Joe.
Joe Biden is a character, and I think also if you could take Obama out of the political sphere where you have to deal with his values, he's not a bad. I think he'd probably be a lot of fun to be around. Frankly, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah.
But just it's his being in touch. See, here I get so frustrated with it because it's people sometimes put these two things together and they're separate. You hear the lambasting. What's really sad, right? I think inappropriate, are some of the personal attacks, some of the things that you see on the internet, some of the pictures, some of the bumper stickers, some of the videos that are created are just scurrilous, just worse than nasty about Obama. And it is very difficult, it appears, Jennifer, for Americans to separate, or some Americans, to separate the person from the job. And I wonder how that goes down. For example, you and your dad or me or whoever may be a boss.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a person is this person outside of being the boss? What's
right.
he like as a parent, a mother, or a father? What's maybe he or she like as a brother or a sister? What's he or she like as a friend? How often do you find yourself in a circumstance where you're talking to somebody about, let's see, person X, and one person knows him or her as a friend, the other knows him or her as a boss, and they look at each other after there's a discussion. Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah. No, my mom knows weird things about me that no one ever would ever guess. It's always, you know, that's the case.
But that's the full person, and there's so much anger and animosity aimed at people because of their political points of view, and I think that's part of the sickness that's overwhelmed our country, frankly. Mm-hmm. You and I wouldn't vote for Obama, but he looks like he's a pretty good father.
Oh, I think he's a great family man and a good husband.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't question that at all.
Yeah. So it's interesting how people sort of throw everybody in together, and there's a lot of different distinctions. Think about your personality. Are you the same with everybody? Are you always the same? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In some cities, getting around by bicycle is actually the best way to immerse yourself while covering a lot more ground than on foot. And here's who's making that possible. The Charles Hotel in Cambridge, Massachusetts, offers guests free electric bicycles that even come complete with a shopping basket. Pack a picnic lunch and head out on an 8-mile ride along the Charles River or through Harvard Square. Portland, Oregon is a huge biking city, and River Place Hotel by Kimpton lets you take out their free bikes to ride along the river. Both the Bowery and Maritime Hotels in New York loan out their Earth Cruisers to their guests. Just don't forget the helmet. Remember, bike riding in Manhattan isn't for first-timers. Morgan's Hotels, which has properties in cities like New York, Miami, and London, is all about being green, and one of those initiatives includes loaning out their bicycles. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a plush Oki Sarah halibut ceviche trip to Seattle.
I took a Gauguin exhibit, pierogies at the market trip to Seattle.
I took a 9-acre public market,
8 live bands,
midnight martinis trip to Seattle.
Spend a weekend in Seattle and it'll stay with you long after you depart. Visit 2daysinseattle.com to plan your trip today.
Get great Seattle hotel deals through April 29th. 2 days in Seattle. What will you do with your two?
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That you may not have heard about. That is the job of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Give you an update on some of the hard news, some of the relationship information, whatever is there that we think will tweak your interest. We try to work through it quickly. 800-510-8255. And if you're following on Facebook.com/Good Day, with the Twitter, it's at Good Day Show, and Pinterest as well. Find the connection on the listen box at DougSteffen.com. You can also find yesterday or this week's or this month's interviews that were kind of cool, plus every single hour of every single program, every single day is there at DougSteffen.com. So after I said something good about Barack Obama, you don't expect all people to agree. Why do you have to agree with me? Why do I have to agree with you about stuff? I said I thought Barack Obama was probably a pretty nice guy, a pretty good guy, a pretty okay guy from what my general
his daughters love him. Let's just go with that.
Demeanor. Right. And so people call and say, how can you say that about Obama? I can say it because that's what I feel. If you disagree, that's okay. When did it stop being okay to disagree about stuff without being disagreeable? I don't call you names if you disagree with me. Why would you call me a name because I said something that you disagreed with? Why would you do that? Why are you so angry? People say sometimes I sound like an angry old curmudgeon. And part of it is because I think that...
I'm sick of people like you.
Okay. Having said that, speaking of being tired of things,
yes.
Here's this late sort of breaking. I don't like that terminology because I think it's overused. It's actually kind of silly. But this story about the unearthing of the news about an EPA administrator who said we have to make an example of four or five of the oil companies by crucifying them. Anybody who violates any regulation, make an example out of them so the rest will get in line and follow correct procedures. You heard that story, Jennifer, right?
No.
You haven't heard that story?
No. Huh?
Oh, yeah. This is it's really pretty amazing. Matter of fact, Michael, find cut 199. I think this is a story worth a minute or two of our time. So I'll let this fellow radio host, you got it? Bob Rose is the guy's name. And he talks about, this fellow is, he does a program in the middle of the oil and gas belt up around. He's not on the flag.
I have a gas belt.
I understand. So, but listen to this story. And see, now, to go back to for a second what the gentleman called, who was mad at me because I said something about Obama. This is the kind of stuff that is wrong with Obama and his administration. Just listen to this story.
Somebody from the EPA in 2010 has been caught on video, saying that you've got to treat oil and gas companies like they did back in the Roman times. In other words, you go into a little village like in the Mediterranean and you conquer it. You go in there and you, the first five guys you see, you grab them and you crucify them. No, these are not my words. You crucify them. And then you know that town was really easy to manage for the next few years. That's an example cited by an EPA official in how to treat oil and gas companies. This was in 2010 under the Obama administration. This is what we're going to do. We'll take a few of these companies and we will crucify them. We'll make an example out of a few of them and the rest will get in line.
Wow.
Do you not find that kind of philosophy a little frightening? Any government worker employee that wants to make a relationship between themselves and business, and I mean any business, an adversarial relationship like it's us versus them, they need to be fired. And if it's the culture of that regulating body, it needs to be taken out. It needs to be unplugged. It is not the idea to be adversarial. You work in partnership with businesses to steer them in the right direction.
All right, that's the idea. There is the most important part of that.
And he's right.
Idea of the government being an adversary. That's what most people think the government is.
Sure.
Whether it's state government, local government, federal government, we laugh when we hear, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. We laugh about it because there are so many circumstances in which that is not true. Most circumstances, from the registry of motor vehicles to dealing with the local police to this kind of stuff. And isn't it in the world that we envision the other way around, Jennifer? Isn't it supposed to be that we have help? Well, the guy from OSHA comes in and said, you know, you got a problem over there. Let's see if we can
help fix it.
Instead, here's a $5,000 fine. If you have that problem again, it'll be $10,000 the next time. Screw you. There I am, the angry old man.
I know. I'm going to get a buzzer.
Okay. So, next. The Senate voted late last night to renew the longstanding domestic violence program. There's a green light. House Republicans, however, crafting their own version of the bill that omits some of the Senate language, extending the authority to the law that included gays, lesbians, Native Americans, and undocumented immigrant women. This is the Violence Against Women Act. So if you're an American lady, fine, as long as you're straight. If you're a lesbian,
I had no idea that not everybody was protected. I always thought domestic violence was just whoever was in the household getting in trouble.
Yeah, but they want to take out. See, this is why people go nuts about the Republicans and their points of view. Why would you exclude lesbians? I mean, I can understand. Well, I don't even know. Even as rabid as I am about illegal immigration.
Not okay. Anybody who is being hurt on the soil of the U.S. is our responsibility.
Right.
Whether when we get them, we send them back, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. It just, the business, maybe we're just underscoring it because this week so much attention has been paid to the Arizona immigration law and how the Supreme Court looks like they're going to uphold most of the law.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to come from the Q&A that went on during the hearing the other day.
Because it's not wrong.
No, it isn't wrong. It's not right.
Wrong.
Yeah.
They can't fight it. So it's.
Hear that, folks? Those of you who think I'm no good because I think Obama's a good father. On the other side, I think illegal immigrants ought to be sent home. Okay, do I get any points for that?
Woohoo! 10 points for you, Dougie. 10 points. You lost a few earlier, but 10 points back in your account.
Wait a minute. Let's see. The other day, and I've been sort of replaying the moments this week in my first week as a town meeting member in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. One of the issues was government money that came to town that could have been used for three or four different purposes. One of them was to teach English in a program which had about 85% illegals in it. Another was for a program that would help students in high school do better on their exams so they can actually graduate. And the third was for some health benefit. So I wanted to take the money and voted with people on the floor who wanted to take the money out of the program that taught mostly illegals how to speak English and the other one, and put it into the education kitty. We lost.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But it still was something. It was something to behold. It was beautiful, Jennifer.
Did you cry? Did you shed a tear?
No, not about that anyway. Speaking of tears, Jennifer has a couple of tearful stories in a moment as we continue to overview what the important things are discussion-wise today. It's 17 and a half before the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Men, gentlemen, do you know that your testosterone starts declining when you get to be 30-ish and then keeps falling every year? Losing your testosterone leads often to stress, moodiness, a negative outlook on life, decreased sexual desire. That's why T-Gen was created. T-Gen naturally helps boost your testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. So, as you get older, it's understood that it's harder and harder for you to keep up with your active lifestyle, especially if you were really in your teens, 20s, 30s, you were really a buzz around town, but you've settled down now in your mid-30s and older. You can keep that same excitement, that same active lifestyle, if you stay on course. And staying on course means that you have the right level of testosterone, and you get that from T-Gen. T-Gen is available by calling 800-909-7574, only place to get this product. It is It just makes things better. Your zest for life comes back. Reclaim it. Call 800-909-7574 for your bottle of T-Gen. 800-909-7574. It's a risk-free deal. You'll ask the question. They'll explain how this works. Get a little more exercise. Gain some muscle. Look your best. Feel your best. Get back to being your best with T-Gen. Why not try it out? Don't have anything to lose. 800-909-7574. All right, so Jeffrey Dahmer, the book that's out, Jennifer, about him, is one of America's great heroes, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, here's the twist. Yes, we remember sicko Jeffrey Dahmer. What I didn't realize, it's been 17 years since he was murdered when he was in jail. Did you realize that?
No.
So long ago. But the guy who did the heave-ho on Jeffrey Dahmer, his name is Christopher Scarver, and he's been reaching out to book publishers claiming that he wants to explain why he felt compelled to bludgeon Jeffrey Dahmer to death with a broomstick in 1994. Apparently, he said that Jeffrey Dahmer played six sadistic mind games and practical jokes on all of the prison officials, other inmates, all of his time during the poke, in the poke, and so decided to off him and do the world a favor. And book publishers are biting, so you'll see this book probably out on shelves. He's starting to write already. He's already, and he's not coming out anytime soon, so he's plenty of time to write because he's serving multiple life sentences for multiple murders. So he's a stand-up kind of guy. All he has nothing but time. Interesting perspective on that whole case, though.
That is too bad. Yeah. Elise Testoni. Why do we know her name?
Oh, gosh. She's either on The Voice or American Idol, right?
American Idol semifinalist.
Yeah.
Or final. I guess she'd be
considered a finalist. I watched
a
little of the show last night for the first time this whole season. She was good. Elise was really good, actually. She's a rocker.
Really? Well, she was tossed last night. Gonzo.
I figured. She was in the bottom three. I saw that before I shut it off. But she's good. I think she might actually have a little career going for herself.
So the people, this is one of the things people don't understand about American Idol. Just because you lose on American Idol doesn't mean that you're going to lose in the career department. As turning it around, just because you win American Idol doesn't automatically
mean you're great.
Right. There are a lot
of Ruben Studdard, and a lot of them haven't done a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought was interesting last night? To your point, Doug Stefano from last season, who I think went home in maybe the number five or six position, he was on the show performing his song, which I thought was going to be kind of junky. It actually ended up being catchy. Really? He was on performing. They had Casey Abrams from last season on talking about, you know, everything that was going on. So, or Casey Abrams. There's Casey James also. So I think that American Idol really wants to make these stars because it adds more legitimacy to their franchise. So she might have a career. You never know. She's good.
Yeah. She kind of looks a little like Mariah Carey to me. Does she to you?
Well, she has curly hair.
Oh, that's it?
That's about it.
Well, listen, maybe I'm not looking at the same picture you're looking at.
It could be
the same thing with Trayvon Martin. He looked one way when he was 14, another way when he was 17.
Exactly.
That's how that works. There's a new study that came out last night projecting that millions of you will receive your part of about $1.3 billion in rebates from your health care plan. Provision of the new health care law that limits what insurers can charge in terms of marketing and how much they can make as profit. So the health insurers who spent more on administrative expense and made more money than is allowed by the Affordable Care Act will have to rebate you, and that number is about $1.3 billion. So the question would come up after hearing that. I don't know if you've heard that or not, Jennifer.
Mm-mm.
Okay, there's a good side and a bad side, the good guy and the bad guy. Certainly we excoriate Mr. Obama for the health care bill because it requires you. I think there are a lot of things in the health care bill. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble again. There are a lot of things in the health care bill that are good. However, limiting one's profit is not what America is all about, number one. Number two, forcing people to buy health care insurance. If you have protections on the other end, if you say the hospital, if somebody comes in here and wants treatment and they don't have any identification and they don't have any insurance, you can refuse them. If you decide you're going to treat them, it's on you, not on your customers, not on the insurance company, not on anybody. You can make a decision. The board of directors of the hospital can say, we'll treat you. Even if you don't, if you have serious problems, you don't have papers, you don't have insurance, whatever, but the hospital decides whether they want to or they don't want to. I think that's the way that ought to be played. You think that makes sense?
Yeah, I do. It gives the business the right to decide with their fate, pretty much.
Right. All right. Friday on Good Day at 51 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday. It's 4/27/12, and we're focused on technology here, cyber attacks. There's a question that I've often wondered, Jennifer, because of the worry on the cyber attack level. Well, they're increasing. People know that. New tactic. You hear a lot of these stories, the threats because of Bin Laden's anniversary. We got, are they going to get us? Is there some kind of cyber attack? And so the question is, this is for you to think about, and you can respond if you'd like at 800-510-8255, or perhaps you post this on Facebook, Jen. Should the U.S. authorize cyber attacks against other countries if necessary? Should the U.S. authorize cyber attacks against other countries in a time of war? Would that be okay with you? Is that a good question?
I think yes, I guess.
510-11 in war. 8255, 800-510-8255. Well, we'll post it on the Facebook, and you can give us your 2 cents or 3 cents worth. Meanwhile, Shelley Palmer, who's in charge of lots of the technology news, he has a new book, by the way. You can find out about it at his website,
cool,
which he'll give you here as he discusses Google's version of Dropbox. Google Drive announced this week. There are already geeks grumbling about Google. Stand by for that info in a moment here on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldrich, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even though we're ever veteran, will die for those colors. To keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world. The flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google Drive, Google's version of Dropbox, was announced the other day, and there are already geeks grumbling about Google's privacy policy. As it's written, it could be interpreted in a way that would make you think that Google would not only have access to, but also have some ownership of, the files you store on Google Drive. As it turns out, that's not what the privacy policy says at all. It says that Google needs your permission, which you automatically grant, to take possession of your files, to transfer them or to help you share them, and of course, index them for your convenience. Google promises that it will never share your data with anyone or ever own any of your personal information. If you're wondering how this is all going to play out, you're not alone. The idea of storing your personal information and files on someone else's computer comes with a new set of problems. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
So the question here, Jennifer, should the U.S. authorize cyber attacks against other countries when necessary? We're posting this on Facebook, by the way. Mm-hmm. Bob in Maryland, you have a thought on this? Help yourself.
Yeah, I think that we should be able to attack them on Thursdays.
Only on Thursdays, though, right?
Is that last Thursday or next Thursday?
No, my point is I work for the Department of Defense, and we see the real attacks on the country through cyber literally every day.
What sort of attacks? So,
well, most of them right now are phishing attacks. It's where they will send out information within the Department of Defense email that looks like a normal email. People mm-hmm. click on it, and then they get their credentials. And then sometimes they can be within the system for, you know, a year.
Is it a danger? Should we worry about it or not?
Yeah, we should worry about it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. That was good expertise in that conversation. 59 past the hour.